Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is the two you must get rid of, part two. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The last day we started our discussion on two things that we must as believers rid ourselves of if we must claim to trust in the Lord. Before I go into today's discussion, I want you to know that I didn't think up these two things randomly. Remember our scripture from Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8? It spoke about two different conditions. It said the tree would not worry when heat comes, nor fear in the day of drought. That scripture spoke about the two most obvious signs of a lack of trust in God, fear and worry. We spoke about worry the last day. Today, we will speak about fear. The first thing that I want to point out from our anchor scripture today is that fear is a spirit. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, the scripture says. Fear is not just an emotion, it is a spirit. The second thing I want to point out is found in Romans 8:15. And Romans 8:15 says, we have not received a spirit of bondage to fear. The point is, fear is a spirit that can be received. Anything that can be received can also be rejected. My dear listeners, fear is a destructive and vicious spirit. It opens the door to all other forms of demonic affliction. Fear is a gatekeeper in the spiritual, and once it takes a hold of a person's spirit, it opens the door to all sorts of calamity. It is for this reason that when things happen that cause me to fear, and I find that fear has seeped into my heart somehow, I resist it like a mad dog. It is said that there are 365 fear nots in the Bible, one for each day. 365 times God is telling us to resist the demonic spirit of fear. There are people under the sound of my voice right now who are oppressed by fear. They are afraid of everything. They are afraid of cancer. They imagine things about their death or the death of their kids, even when there is no illness in the horizon. They are afraid of absolutely everything. They are suspicious, paranoid, and without peace. A person who lives this way definitely cannot claim to have his trust in God and will have no peace. Our scripture today says we have not received a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit that can be received. So I'm going to get us to do something that has worked for me over and over again. When issues occur that cause you to fear or that cause fear to arise in your heart, cast them on God the same way we discussed in the last episode, and then face that spirit of fear. You will say out loud, I bind you, foul spirit of fear, and I cast you out of my life. I refuse to receive you in my spirit. I shall not fear. Recently, a loved one was in the hospital, and as they battled for her life in the hospital, I stood interceding for her in prayer. I suddenly realized that I was praying out of fear. I stopped the prayers and began to bind the foul spirit of fear. I knew that if I had allowed fear or received it into my heart, I would have signed my spiritual defeat. Again, I found that I had to continue actively rejecting fear until it left. I didn't do it once. I did it until it left. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. My dear listeners, resist fear. Do not accept it. It is possible not to be crippled by fear, even in the face of scary things. God hasn't given us the spirit of fear. Let us not accept that which God has not given. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, this morning in the lives of every listener, we bind the spirit of fear. We cast it out of every life. We declare that we are no longer slaves to fear. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you're blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.